Welcome back.
Hello. We took last week off, didn't we?
We did.
Why did we take last week off?
You told me I could. It was a rough day for me.
We had meetings. Yeah. That's why. And I it's been a crazy couple weeks. I feel like it's been really busy and a lot of real life bullshit hitting us.
And like you said, we had some crazy not that this is not part of our professional life, but our other professional life. It was really busy last week, so.
We had some other things we had to prioritize, but we're back today. And it's Friday, and we're excited to be here with you guys. And excited to chat a little bit and just fill you in on how things have been and what we're talking about today.
You're feeling strong.
Am
I? You're feeling tough this week.
Oh, I am.
That's what this whole episode's about.
I told Jordan, this is kind of like our first episode with our first guest. Or, you know, because...
Jake Gyllenhaal couldn't make it all these times I've invited him.
Yeah, but today our first guest is here. Somebody who's just like really powerful and inspiring and knows her shit. Livvy from the Block is here. Snaps. I'm too hot to handle, they snap.
Come on down, Livvy.
I told Jordan I want this episode to kind of be about, like, taking no shit. Like, we have decided to take back control of our house in the last 48 hours, so this is new. But we are in the zone, and we are not fucking around. I woke up yesterday, and I was like, I'm not fucking around. I'm not putting up with any bullshit from anybody
anymore. This is a no-spin zone.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
What does it mean?
Well, it's like a joke from Parks and Recreation when they're doing the political campaigns, and it's like no spin zone. Like, nobody gets to turn our shit into something else. It's
okay,
like, it's like you're buckling down.
I'm down. No spin zone.
Don't spin this shit.
Yeah. Anything else? I'm kind of rambling already.
So. No, I think, this week you decided, and I think this episode is definitely like a good one to have because you and me deal with this a lot where it's like one. We know certain moments we probably need to step up and be a little tougher. And then also, I need to, like, understand the boundaries of when you're leading the way. I gotta let you lead the way. Because I'm such a helper, it can come off like I'm trying to do it for you. And I don't like to do that.
Yeah, we've talked about that before in past episodes when we talked about, like, our parenting style differences. And I feel like... whenever we have conflict between the two of us, it usually boils down to something like that. Like, even if it's not even necessarily with the kids, but it's like our different ways of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very much a problem solver,
I'm very blunt.
Blunt. Yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out how to say that. Like, not aggressive, but like...
Sometimes aggressive. Direct. Yeah, very direct.
You're very direct.
Blunt. Yeah.
And I come from a work environment where you're focused on the fluff and tone and like the way things are perceived. And I think there's a lot of good in that. It's carried it with me, but I've carried that into other things. I think there's good in that, but it also makes me read into your tone a little too much when like you're trying to just say it like it is. So anyways, that can lead to conflict when it comes to parenting or just in general. And I think what you're speaking about is like when it comes to disciplining Christian or like trying to get him to listen, it's Jordan's tendency to like swoop in there and help fix the problem because he listens to you. And I've really been working on, because he doesn't listen to me typically, I've been working on like being more of that authoritative figure in our house. So there's more of a balanced, like, you know, does that make sense?
No, you're spot on. And I think like where I'm coming from in those moments, and I think sometimes it can cause tension between us when I jump in and I had to explain it yesterday, that it's not that I don't think you're going to get the job done. It's not that I don't think he's going to listen to you eventually.
You think like, you're helping.
I think I'm helping.
Like, and we're on the same team.
Yeah. And I jump into things way too much. And like, I'm that way with like many, many things. Like with Christian trying to get like a chore done that you asked him to do, I end up doing it for him. But it's not because I don't think he will do it. It's that I'm like, oh, I'm going to help him out. We'll do it together. And I end up just doing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I got to learn to like step back. And especially with like letting Christian develop and become confident in doing things, I have to let him do them.
Well, I feel like going back to that parenting differences episode, we talked about like our different patient levels.
Yeah.
Like I will take all day to let Christian do what he needs to do. If he is cleaning up, if he's doing chores, if he is doing, you know, whatever he needs to do, I just let him do it. If it takes hours, no problem. And for you, you're like, Jesus, like, let's just go.
Yeah, same with, I'm like, get the fucking toys picked up, dude. I'll show you how to do it.
There have been so many times that we've been on walks and Jordan's like in such a rush, and we both have been guilty of this, but you'll be like, come on, Christian, we're going, we're walking to the park, like, we gotta get to the slide, Christian. And I'm like, babe, this is for him, so if he wants to go super slow, let him go super slow, because this walk is not about us, it's for him.
Yeah. And like you said, going back to the parenting thing and like letting you have that, like, a lot of times when there's this conflict and he's pushing you, like, my idea is like, oh, I'll jump in and we'll resolve this right now. Mm-hmm. And in reality, it's not doing you or him the, like, good service. It's just appeasing me, because I would rather the situation get better right now. And so I have to let them play out. And also, that gives you the ability to, like you mentioned, use your authority. Because you have authority. Like, we've already talked about it. When you lay down the law, he listens. Yeah. It's like, you have to have the opportunity to do that. I have to let you do that. And also, you have to want to do it sometimes.
I have to do it. Yeah. I mean, I think that's where I feel like the last couple weeks I've been in this place of, like, I don't really know what it is. I've just been in a funk. Like, I haven't been super inspired to make content. I haven't had the energy to, like, lay down the law with the kids. I'm sort of just like, okay, what? Like, I don't have the energy for it. So you guys do whatever, like, walk all over me. I just need to get through this day. And after a couple days of them, like, really walking all over us, I just woke up yesterday and was like, no, I am not doing another day of kids screaming and not listening and pushing it. I mean, it's sort of like all of the craziness that you, when you hear you have two boys 2 years apart and all those people who told us that, like, we'd have our hands full and it would be crazy and blah, blah, blah. I am fully feeling the weight of that these days. Like, this time period with their ages just feels like pure insanity all the time. And there's not really a way to explain it thoroughly unless you're in it. And it's been overwhelming. It's been, like, beating me down more lately than it usually does. And then trying to, like, wean Arlo and not having the energy to do that. And there have been a lot of tears, a lot of late night conversations. And I think we had, like, 2 days in a row this week, maybe somewhere, like, it just, the end of the day, I was like, there was one day I told Jordan, like, we did not beat the heat. Like, I did not beat, the heat beat me today. Like, I feel so beat. And so I woke up yesterday and was like, fuck this. I am taking back power of our house. I am, like, laying down the law. We're not doing this whole, like, you know, I don't know, just letting it spiral to a point where we're all exhausted and defeated. Like, Christian gets two chances to pick up his toys or to be nice to his brother. If he doesn't do it, we're switching the activity. We're moving along with our day. Like, we're not sitting around watching TV all day and changing the channel a million times for him. Like,
yeah, and we talked about it too. I mean, the thing is, like, we know why they act the way they are, too. Like, with Arlo, he was sick for, like, a week. He had a cold, he was sick, didn't feel good. And when you're that young and you can't talk about why you're not feeling good, you don't even understand it yourself, you just act out. So he was acting out because of that. We paid a ton of attention to him because of that. And so Christian acted out. Like, Christian lately, the last week at least, has been, like, crying like a baby. Like, it's fake crying. He's, like, just imitating Arlo, but he's doing it to get attention, and he just gets in your face and fake cries in your face because he wants the attention. And it's like, we know why. And so if we're understanding of why he's acting that way, and we just put the effort in to, one, like, discipline him when he's acting out, like, very badly, and then two, like, I think what you're really good at is distract him, pivot, give him the attention he needs, let's do something fun. Like, we've gone on, like, tons of runs lately to give him, like, a lot of exploration, a lot of actual energy burning. Like, yesterday was a good example. We made the decision to be like, we're gonna do all of the things that he needs to act well, and then when we do all those and he still acts bad, we're also gonna put our foot down. We're not gonna take any shit. Like, we're gonna give him what he needs for his outlets, but we're going to be stern when he's bad. And I think he had a really good day.
He had a great day yesterday, honestly, and so much of yesterday being a success was our attitude going into it. Like, mm-hmm. we woke up and immediately I was like, we're doing the dishes, we're cleaning the house, we got to take trash out. Christian, you're helping here, we're going to help here. Like, no TV, let's play some music, whatever we need to do. We got him on a walk at 7 a.m. We, like, it's like you got to have your game face on with these kids sometimes. And we had our game faces on yesterday, and I have not had that in yeah. a while, it felt like.
And I think we just made smart decisions, which we have to do more of. But, like, there was a moment yesterday when we were going to do something. We were all going to go to the store together because, you know, that's something we generally like to do together. We all go to the store. It's a nice outing. But we could see in the moment Christian was fucking
literally,
bonkers.
Literally flipping off the walls.
Yeah.
Like, he doing somersaults in the hallway. Bouncing off the walls, literally.
And, like, cackling like a hyena. Like, yeah. we knew the level of manic that he had going on right now, the mania. Like, we were like this inside Target, like
not good.
No fucking
way. We've been there before.
So we made the decision to split the boys up. You took Arlo to the store. He really loves that one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. I took Christian for the second run of the day, and we trail ran. Like, we ran trails in the woods, and he had a ton of fun because it was one-on-one time. But we read the moment. We didn't try to do what we wanted to do. We did what was good for him. And it led to the rest of the day being pretty easy. Yeah. So I think it's just...
I kind of had the realization yesterday, because if you're listening to this, you probably follow me on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my rant yesterday over the fucking doormat drama. It's so dumb. But I had this realization that sometimes Christian can be like a troll, you know, where it's like he's just looking to pick a fight. Like, he is purposely... He knows what buttons to push. He knows what to say, and he's purposely looking to pick a fight. Babe.
I'm listening. You gotta put it down. He's a troll. He's picking a fight.
You're getting distracted.
I am.
In the moment.
I'm really good at my job. I can do both these at once.
Oh, my God. But he's looking to pick a fight with us and get that reaction out of us. And so when we feed into it, like, when he's trying to push us over the edge, and when he pushes us over the edge, like we talked in that one episode about the boiling point, I've reached the boiling point like probably 18,000 times in the last 2 weeks. And when he sees that reaction from us, it only fuels it more. But if we take the time to give him what he needs, to nurture him a little bit more, like burn his energy, feed his desires in a healthy, productive way, and like pivot, it ends up being, and like ignore the emotions, the toddler emotions, it ends up being more conducive to our day.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it this way, like, his mindset is the same way that, like, people who are in the media, or not all people, but a lot of people in the media, like, they say, like, no press is bad press. Like, for him, no attention is bad attention. Yeah. He wants it so bad that if we give him attention by scolding him, it's still attention. So mm-hmm. it's like, he will do whatever it takes to get the attention, and right now he feels that acting out is the best way, the fastest way to get attention.
Yeah.
So for us, if we proactively
Which are feeding Which is so sad that, when you think about it.
Yeah, and it's not like he's neglected, it's just, like, kids are smart. They adapt really quickly. Like, he can really easily in a moment evaluate what's going to get his desired result faster. He's smart, and so he does what he thinks is going to get what he wants faster, which is acting out.
You know what he did? Yeah, whatever day we had that vitamin water, I got like a vitamin water zero, and these kids have been stealing my drinks like nonstop. I told Jordan I am like so dehydrated these days, because every time I have a bottle of water, they take it from me
and they like spit in it.
Yeah, like if you have a toddler or baby, you know that as soon as they take a sip of your water, it's done for. Like, you can see the food floating
around. There's goldfish floating around.
Yeah. So, like, I'm, like, not drinking enough water these days. Just not taking care of myself. Anyways, so he wanted my vitamin water, and I was like, okay, you can have it. It's zero sugar. All right, fine. And he's like, I want to go drink it by the couch. And I was like, you can have it, but you got to drink it on the hardwood floor, not on the rug, not on the couch. And I was like, you either have it on the hardwood floor or you don't have it. We'll save it for later. And so he took it. He's like, okay. And he took it and he started walking over to the couch, and he like stood on like the furthest part of the floor with his feet on the rug that I just told him not to stand on, leaning on the couch, but like kind of close to the hardwood floor. And he's like, here. And I was like, no. I was like, take a step to the side. I was like, one or two steps to the side. And he said, my leg hurts. I was like, your leg doesn't hurt. You're fine.
He's smart.
But he just knows, man. He knows.
Yeah. And I think in those moments, well, not just that moment, but like what I was saying about, you know, if we can beat him to the point of, if we can give him the attention he needs, give him the fulfillment he needs before he feels like he has to act out to get it, he won't act out. Because we already know why. I mean, he's doing it to get attention. Mm-hmm. So if he's already got our attention, it's like we've won. We've pretty much nipped it in the bud before. And so the real trick is like just balancing, because he's into so many different things. It's like balancing what does he want in this moment, because it's like,
yeah,
it's either trash trucks or it's dinosaurs, or I want to climb, or I want to hide, or I want to read a book.
And going back to the patience thing, it's like having enough patience to test it all out to see what works, because what works in one moment might not work in the next.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also think it's just so much like having the confidence in yourself that you can do this. Because I think that's what I really struggle with is, or I don't have the energy. So I'll start really strong and I'll be like, Christian, blah, 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 I'm going to count to three. And then I count to three and I count to three like eight times. And then he still ends up getting his way. And so yesterday I was just like, no, I'm not fucking doing this. Like one, two, three, okay, done. Like we're moving on from that then, you know? And I think it's like you have to have, and that's with anything in life. It's like not just parenting a toddler. It's tackling your job. It's getting through a workout. It's conquering a big life change, you know?
Yeah, and I think the difference, like the thing that someone told me early on, I can't remember who it was, but they gave me the advice for parenting. They said you have to have integrity with your kid. And by that, what they meant was like, if you say you're going to do something, you have to do it. If you promise them a good thing, you have to deliver, because you told your kid you're going to do that. Like, how do they trust you if you don't come through?
And they'll remember.
They do. And then likewise, if you say, I'm going to count to three and I'm taking this toy away, when you get to three, you take the fucking toy, because it's like, otherwise they don't believe what you're saying.
You're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar, and they're not scared of anything. So it's like,
well, I think we talked about it the other night too. Like, I struggle with that follow through, you know? Mm-hmm. I struggle. It's good I have patience for a lot of things, but it's almost like I have so much patience that I don't sometimes follow through. And then you struggle with like nipping it in the bud too quickly.
Yeah.
Which is what happened yesterday. Like yesterday I was like on a roll with Christian. I had my mom voice, like my stern mom voice on. And I was like, I'm counting to three, and I made it to two, and Jordan snatched his toy from him. And I was like, come on, man. So I think it's like we both find that healthy balance, you know, of like not stepping in too soon, not letting it drag on too late, but either way, like putting our foot down and having integrity with the kid in that moment.
Yeah.
So that they know what to expect. Because otherwise, like,
I was gonna say,
he knows you'll swoop in mean business. So if you come in the room, he's like, okay, I'm straightened up. But he knows I might be more lax, so he'll push me further.
Yeah. And I think too, like, for their benefit and really for their, like, to prevent him from being anxious about things, he needs to be able to predict what a situation's like.
Yeah.
Like, kids like predictability. They like consistency. And so it's like, if we can, like have that integrity and they know what to expect from our actions or from circumstances, it makes it easier for them to navigate. Because you and me have talked about it. There's times when we're, like, trying to scold him and you look at his eyes and he doesn't get what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even clear on what he's in trouble for. And so at that point, I just stop, like, even scolding him. And I'm like, do you understand? Let's talk through this. But it's like, the more consistent we are, the more he understands, the more he reacts. And really, like, that's how you learn to behave. You have to understand what the boundaries are. So I think we're starting to get better at having those consistent boundaries.
Yeah. I mean, two things. So first, like, if that was your partner, like, say I'm Christian and you're you, but we're married. Okay, let me start over.
That was bad.
I'm sorry. Let me start over. If that's, like, the way that sometimes we are inconsistent with parenting with him, if that was your partner, it wouldn't be, like, a totally healthy or reliable relationship, because you would never know what to expect from your husband or wife or spouse or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, I don't know if me, if I, I don't know, if I'm a little energetic today, if it's going to push them over the edge or if they're going to want to play with me and join in.
Yeah.
And so we have to deliver that consistency. Otherwise, it's not a healthy environment for him.
Yeah, like the way I picture it is like it's this. It's like if you were driving down the street and the speed limit was different every day.
Yeah.
Like how the fuck do you know how to drive if it's always different?
Yeah.
So it's like the consistency of rules, the consistency of like what we expect from him, that helps him understand how to do what he needs to do, and it also makes him happier. Mm-hmm. I think he loves like when. Like, we see it all the time. When he knows and understands a situation, he gets proud. Like, he gets, like, he'll, like, kind of, like, lead the way a little bit. And he wants to be independent. He wants to be a big kid. He just doesn't know how. And so the more we help him, like, feel that, the better behaved he is. And
yeah.
I think you putting your foot down, it definitely helps, though, because you already and always have had the authoritative, like, ability with him. When you lay your foot down, like, he always listens. I think it's more so, like, he doesn't know when we're actually bothered by something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, going back to that consistency, he doesn't know when he's going to see it from me. And I have to, like, be in the right mindset to do it because that's not my natural, like, communication style. I mean, parenting has, like, pushed... You always hear how it challenges and changes and pushes you in new ways, and that's definitely one. Like, a lot of times I compare in those moments, like, being the boss with Christian versus being the boss when I used to be a boss. And like the way I used to be a boss to employees was so different from how I have to be the boss with him. And that's obviously the case because he's three, you know, but still, like, it's a new zone for me to, and so going back to my second point earlier was like, to what you said is that a lot of times he doesn't even understand what we're trying to say. So I've been trying to do that more lately too. And instead of just like jumping to being
punishment,
overwhelmed and annoyed and punishment, it's like, hey, like the other day when he was like playing dinosaurs and pushing Arlo like crazy and he would not stop kicking and trying to bite. And I was like, hey, I know you played with daddy like this yesterday. You cannot play with Arlo like this. Like, we need to talk through the differences. And he really understood it. But, you know, he doesn't understand things unless we explain it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have this saying at work, like, you don't know what you don't know. And it's so true. It's like, he doesn't, just because we know something doesn't mean he knows it. So we have to teach that to him.
And like in any relationship, like if you were going to compare it to a marriage again, like you said, like in any relationship, business, with your children, with your spouse, you don't get what you don't ask for. Like,
yeah, people, and you can't read minds.
Yeah, like they don't know what is bothering you. They don't know what you're expecting from a moment. So unless you communicate that, which I think we're getting better with that, like how can this three-year-old know what we want or what we don't want?
Yeah.
Like he's never going to know that unless we like set guidelines, are consistent, we teach him these things. And when you do, like not only will he behave the way that we hope you will behave, which is, you know, safe and you know, nice to people, but it makes him happy. It makes him feel smart. Mm-hmm. Like, I think when he feels smart, you can see it. Like, he smiles.
Yeah.
He's just like...
He's so proud of himself.
He has this shy smile. Like, he's almost like, did you see that? Mm-hmm. Like, I was just so smart just now. And I love to see that on him. And I think if we empower him to do that and help him, it also leads to better behavior.
Yeah, totally. Building off of what you just said about like how they can't read minds, they don't know what we want. And I don't know if you feel this way because I think the motherhood like culture is very overwhelming with information and comparisons. But for me, it's like I go on Instagram, I see 1,000,010 different kinds of mothers, 1,000,010 different kinds of kids. You see the highlight reel, the way it's presented, kind of polished and perfect. And then there's also 1,000,000 different parenting accounts that are throwing all this advice at you that are telling you like how to handle the, like, I'm sure even listening to this episode, there's people who may tell me like, we should try saying this or try doing this, or kids should respond this way when you do this. And so in the back of my mind, a lot of times the way I react or the way a situation plays out with Christian, my mind is like subconsciously comparing it to what society tells me it should look like, you know, like it should look like me telling him like, honey, it's okay to be mad. It's okay to wanna hit your brother over the head, but these feelings are big. They're big emotions that you're learning, and sometimes you want to strangle your brother, and that's okay. But first, we need to practice singing ABCs. You know, like, and that works for some kids, not for every kid. And so I think there's like a, there's a balance for me. This is a very long-winded way of saying, like, for me, I need to set realistic expectations with our kid and like stop the comparison and expectations and pressures I put on myself in the back of my brain sometimes, you know, and just like handle the situation as it is in front of me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't get any outside influence. I don't have a single parenting account that gets across my Explorer page or anything like that.
And that's so interesting because
I don't get it.
I'm, well, and I understand why, like, you, I follow...
You're in that realm professionally,
I'm in that realm. I follow all mommy people. My friends also follow some of these accounts, so we'll send each other posts back and forth sometimes. Like, it's... it's just a different world, I feel like, as a mom versus a dad. Not that one is better than the other, but it's, I think women have this tendency to put a pressure on themselves. And that's why sometimes I have a hard time like laying down the law. And so it takes me putting on like my confidence pants, putting on my Livy from the Block costume, and like being like, fuck this, I am handling this the way I want to handle it, and or not handling it, you know? Because maybe what I've been doing isn't working.
Yeah, I think, I mean, unless it was like negligent or hurtful, you should do the things that are, I'm saying, but like, unless they are that, other than that, you should do the things that come natural to you, because the thing is this is you. Like,
yeah.
No one gets to raise this kid but you,
to
so
clarify,
you have to do it your way.
Yeah, I should clarify. Me being like, fuck this, I'm handling it the way I want to, is not me, like, smacking the
stone
shit out
cold
of
violence.
No, it's more just like, if I need to use a stern tone, if I need to not give him a million tries, or if I need to just, like, start, I don't know, not start the day with books and riddles and playtime and sensory activities. You know, it's like, I think that it's just like, what works for someone may not work for other people. And so we are like taking back control of our house and doing what works for us.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, aside from like, as long as you're keeping your kid happy and healthy and safe, do it your way.
Yeah.
Because ultimately your kids know who you are. And so, like, if you're putting, like you said, if you're putting on some facade that you think Instagram mothers would approve of, he probably can see that that's not really you. He can also probably see it's kind of a weird way of handling things. He's like, why the fuck are we, like, doing this way?
I mean, I am not judging anybody for, like, finding things that work for them in sort of the typical motherhood motherhood social media space.
Oh gosh, we're not shaming anybody, Liv.
I know. Well, that's the thing, I'm so afraid of, like, being told I'm shaming people.
No,
that's not the case.
I know, but we're fine. All I'm saying is you are a strong strong woman, Livy from the Block.
Yeah.
Just do it your way.
Oh, I've been doing
it
my way, and the whole point of this episode is that it's been a success.
It has. Yeah.
The last day, the one day that we've been doing this,
It's
been great. Our kids are awesome.
If I can find the time to run several miles a day, every day with Christian, we will be a happy family forever.
Yeah.
I'm
super excited about that journey for you.
All the time. That journey is going to be great.
Constantly running.
Calves are getting awesome.
Anything else you want to say with that?
No.
I feel like I've just been ranting this whole time.
You did good. You did good this week, Liv.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
I appreciate it.
You put your foot down. Christian loves you.
He's been telling me he loves me more than he normally does.
He always has respected you, and he's always loved you. I just think this is going to be really good for you, too, though.
Yeah.
This is good for you. It's good for him. He loves the hell out of you. I think as long as you guys are...
And honestly, it's like... aside from him, too, I just feel like everything in my life right now, I'm at a point where I just can't do the bullshit. Like, whether it's the toddler bullshit, whether it's the internet bullshit, the friend bullshit, the drama bullshit, I just can't do it. I don't have time for it. I don't have patience for it. Life is too short. We should be spending our lives... living them the way we want to and doing things that bring us joy. And if it's anything that is stressing you or wearing you out, then just get rid of it. Just move on to something else.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
When life gives you lemons, just fuck the lemons and bail.
Yeah. It's not a frown.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
The way he's... Every single time I hear that quote, I picture him literally fucking the lemons.
When I hear that, I think about his other quote when he talks about how he
the time.
He threw his watch away when he moved to Hawaii. I mean, I've got a clock in my cell phone, so...
My mom, actually, I was talking to her the other day, or somebody I was talking to, and they're like, you don't have any clocks in your house? I'm like, no, I have my phone. I have, like, three computers, yeah. The oven, I'm good. TV. Yeah. I don't have, and that's not to, you know, I've had people.
Not for people who love clocks.
I was just going to say
I don't want to insult the people who like clocks. And I will
stop rambling. I just have a lot of things to say today, I feel
stop
like.
Stop apologizing.
But, oh, I'm not apologizing.
Stop apologizing.
I'm not. There is no apology to be found here. So, that's my rant.
Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're all just feeling as empowered as we are.
We are feeling awesome. We beat the heat this week. It may have beaten us. We didn't even talk about Santa Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. Santa Barbara.
Can we talk about Santa Barbara? We have time. We haven't done a long episode in forever.
What time is it? Yeah. We'll talk about Santa Barbara.
All right. So we went to Santa Barbara. And I think at the last time we talked to you guys 2 weeks ago, we were prepping for Santa Barbara. And we were telling you guys about how, like, this was some me time. Some, like, time for us. Right?
Yeah.
Or was I probably... Yeah, because my girls' night was last weekend.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara was the trip from hell. It was a complete disaster, yeah. Which I think is probably what kicked off the madness that we've been feeling. And, like, it started with Santa Barbara, and then it went into, like, 2 weeks of chaos with the kids, and it has ended with us putting our foot down and stopping the bullshit.
Yeah, Santa Barbara was a trip that involved 2 days, both days being travel days. And
mistake number one.
Kids did not like the drive.
They actually didn't do bad with it. They drove, or they slept most of the way up there.
But I mean, being cooped up in the car,
yeah,
and then getting out, they needed to, like, be in a ball pit just, I mean, going crazy, and they...
Yesterday, you said you ran, like, 3 miles with Christian. No problem. And that was just a typical Thursday. And after driving 3 hours to get to Santa Barbara... Yeah, the kids were insane. And we get in this Airbnb that was gorgeous. It would have been perfect if our kids were a little more chill or if it was just me and you. It reminded me of, like, the older houses in the town that we're from. I loved it. It was a block from the ocean, perfect location. The kids get in there and just start, like, causing chaos. Literally running circles throughout the whole place, knocking shit over, opening and slamming doors.
Screaming
when there's people right below us, throwing magazines on the ground.
Christian started getting violent.
Trying to push the TV because they're pretending it's touchscreen when it's not. Like, slapping the TV. Christian all of a sudden started pushing the coffee table into another room. I don't know why. I mean, slamming mirror. Insanity. So we're like, all right, let's go to the beach. And so we go to the beach, and they did well there for a little bit. We got dinner and drinks, and that was nice. They did pretty good at dinner until they started throwing all the food, which is, you know, somewhat expected.
Yeah.
And then they were crazy when we got home as well. So we're like, okay, they're cranky. They just need to go to bed. You tried to lay Arlo down. He just screamed your ear off.
Yeah.
So I went in to nurse Arlo, and
we both fell asleep.
He took a while to fall asleep, but we both fell asleep in the one bedroom of this Airbnb. I fully thought we would all, like, share the bed together, or the whole way I envisioned this trip was just so different from how it played out. And then the bed, you can actually pull out into, like, a queen size bed,
or the couch.
Yeah, sorry, the couch is like a pull out, like one of those IKEA couches. And so I thought we would all, like, bundle up on that, like, maybe we'd sleep out there in the living room, have, like, a sleepover, watch a movie on the couch. I was picturing popcorn, and
wow.
Instead, Arlo and I fell asleep in the bedroom. Eventually, like, I had already ordered grocery deliveries, fell asleep before they got here, so you had to greet the guy. I ordered wine as well, didn't get to drink any of that, and then you tried to fall asleep with Christian in the living room.
And he was insane. He just kicked the couch for, like, an hour and a half. Like, he just sat there and kicked his legs, with the lights off. I told him it was bedtime. He just kicked his legs for like an hour. Finally fell asleep. And it was like
freezing.
Yeah, it was like 60 degrees. The windows were open. We couldn't figure out how to close the windows in this Airbnb. And I couldn't find any blankets. Not a pillow, not a blanket. So me and Christian laid on this fold-out couch, curled up with his legs underneath his body, trying to stay warm. I spooned him for a long time, trying to keep him warm. It was like 4 in the morning when we finally realized that inside the couch, there was this huge, comfy, heavy duvet.
It took Jordan coming into the bedroom at like 4 in the morning. I was already awake, just like, because I couldn't sleep, because I was also freezing. You came in and you're like, you were like shivering, like hands between your legs, like, are there any blankets in here? And I was like, I don't know. I had totally forgotten that there were blankets in the couch. And I was like, I don't know. And I like looked in cabinets and closets, couldn't find any. And you were just like, okay. And you went and laid back down, and Christian was sleeping under one of my cardigans. Poor kid. And then finally I came running out. I was like, they're in the couch. And we got you guys blankets. We went back to sleep for like an hour, maybe.
Yeah, me and Christian curled up for like another hour and a half, and he slept really cute, really good, but it was just the roughest night of sleep. I remember I woke up every 2 or 3 minutes because I was trying to like find how to tuck my arm under my body or like curl my legs up. It was so cold.
And then we woke up, we're all grumpy, we're all tired because none of us slept well. I completely forgot I had gotten like a liter of Starbucks iced coffee in that grocery delivery. So we made coffee in the Airbnb, but we're used to like stronger coffee. So we decided to set out for Starbucks or some coffee shop. We get downstairs. We start packing the kids up in the stroller. We're like, we're going to walk to the local coffee shop. It's like a block away. This will try something local and maybe get some croissants. And the kids are so naughty. By the time we made it down to the stroller, we're like, fuck this. We're getting in the car. We're driving to Starbucks. So we drive to Starbucks.
Which took us like 40 minutes. We could not find how to fucking get to Starbucks because they're all one-way streets.
They're all one-way streets. And the Google didn't specify that the street that Starbucks was on is actually blocked off and intended for walking only. So we had no way of driving up to it. So then we're like, and I forgot my hairbrush, so I had not brushed my hair. I had makeup smeared all over my face because I fell asleep with makeup on. I had a dress on that was like 2 sizes too small. And I was just like, I don't want to go inside like this. And you didn't want to go inside either. So Jordan was like, all right, I'll put in the address for a different Starbucks and we'll drive through to the drive-thru that's 15 minutes away, even though we are still in front of the first Starbucks. And so I was like, okay, that seems unnecessary. I'll go in and get us a Starbucks. I go in, get us our coffees and breakfast sandwiches, I think, and call you. You pick me up. We get back to the Airbnb. I take out the coffees, go to have a sip, and realize I had asked for a coffee with room for cream because we had almond milk coffee creamer back at the Airbnb. And instead, they made coffee with heavy cream in it, which, like, my stomach could not tolerate at all. So we just didn't even drink them. I was like, I can't do that. Like, so we didn't get the coffee after the whole debacle trying to get Starbucks.
And then it was time to check out and drive 3 hours home.
Well, we had an argument before that. The kids, like, there were meltdowns from everybody. Yeah. At one point, I sent you out to the patio to get some air. I was like,
you did
crying.
The same a couple minutes later.
Yeah, I went out to the patio to get some air. I cried at one point. I don't think Christian ever cried, but
he cried at the beach. We took him to the park and he was kind of just like, you could tell he was tired. So he had a temper tantrum at the beach because we did a beach and some photos quickly before we checked out.
Yeah.
And then,
we were trying to get these photos and then we had to leave the beach. We were like, okay, checkout's at 11 o'clock. My phone was on 1%. And I was like, my phone's going to die. Do you have your phone? You had left your phone at the Airbnb. I'm like, we're not going to have a way to check the time. And then I'm like, what time is it? I go to check. It's like 10:56. And we had to check out at 11. And my phone's on 1%. I'm like, we got to hurry back. So we rushed back.
Picked the kids up. Went and got some takeout like breakfast or lunch, or I think it was like 11, so we got some early lunch and just ate it in the car and then drove home.
Yeah, so it ended up, I was like so disappointed because I had gotten this for Jordan as a Father's Day gift and for all of us as like a night away. I've been feeling like bit by the travel bug lately, and just wanted a change of scenery. And it just turned out to be like such a disaster. I feel like we didn't even get to explore Santa Barbara. We didn't really spend much time at the beach. Honestly, the highlight of the whole trip, the family time, obviously, dinner was really nice. But we got stopped downtown by a girl that watches my YouTube, Mara, and she was so nice, and she asked to take a picture with me. And like anytime I get recognized out in public, it like literally makes my day. Like people say that they don't want to come up and say anything, but like it makes my day. And like that was the highlight of the whole trip for me. And so I left feeling so defeated, and now I can look back on it and I feel like it's been enough time, we can laugh. And
oh yeah.
Initially, yeah. I talked to my mom like the next day and I was like, it has been too soon. I cannot laugh about this. But now we can laugh at just like what a disaster. And so I feel like all of that to say, part of the reason I've been feeling like just in a funk is because I've had, after that trip, that one night made me realize like we are in this season of life where like this is the season of life we're in. You know, we can't just pick up and travel like all of the rest of the Instagram is, you know, we can't.
Yeah. And if we are, it's different. Our travel is exceptionally different than it was, you know, a year and a half ago.
Even having two kids, even having one kid, like having both of them at the ages they're at right now is just super, it's its own beast. Not that it's any harder than any other stage of parenting, but it's a beast we have not tackled before.
Yeah,
so
it's new.
After Santa Barbara, I was like, wow, okay, I need to shift my expectation. Going back to the thing with Christian, it's like shift my expectation from what I think it should look like or what my brain wants it to look like and like what it actually is. Yeah. And like, how do you find beauty and joy in that?
Well, we talked about it in the past. Expectations are what lead to disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, expectations are almost inherently higher, and things rarely live up to what you imagine in your head. And so if you can be realistic and just focus on what is, and then also just kind of have that flexibility within yourself to be like, maybe it isn't, and it's okay. Like,
yeah.
Things are never going to be how I thought, and that's still okay. There's so much good in what they are. If you can have that flexibility with yourself, it's easier. And I think we're at the point where we're like, yep, we need to be really, really flexible. Things
yeah.
are just never going to go exactly right, but they will go the way they should.
Yeah. They go the way they will for our family. And like, I think there's beauty in that. I mean, it would be boring if everybody had the exact same vacation, life, mm-hmm. experience, dynamic. You know, this is us. And it's a little crazy, and we will not be going back to Santa Barbara for a one-night stay.
No.
I think next time at least two nights.
I think I told you it needs to be several nights, and I will fucking fly us to Santa Barbara. I don't want to drive. I'll take it's probably like a 25-minute plane ride.
I don't even know if you can fly from here to Santa Barbara.
We're flying private.
Oh my god. Yeah. You hook me up with a PJ and I will fly my ass to Santa Barbara.
You hook me up with a BJ, I'll get you a PJ.
And so on that note, sorry to any of my family that's listening to this. And so we beat the heat this week, guys. And hoping you did as well. But if you didn't, that's okay. There's always tomorrow. Put your foot down, put your Livy from the Block pants on. Kick this day's ass and say fuck the rest.
Fuck the lemons and bail.
Fuck the lemons and bail. Famous last words. All right.
That's it. Bye, guys.
See you in the next episode. Have an amazing weekend. Bye.